Well, let's stick with the subject of plants, because also in the news this week, scientists have confirmed that a pip that they've planted 2,000 years after the fruit that it came from was actually eaten is officially the world's oldest seed ever to germinate. And to tell us the story of this extraordinary bit of horticulture is Dr. Sarah Sallon, and she's from the Lewis Burrick Natural Medicine Research Centre in Hadassah Hospital in Israel, and she joins us now. Hello, Sarah.
Hello. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for joining us on The Naked Scientist. So, where did this 2,000-year-old seed come from?
Well, the seed is a bait seed, and it was discovered at the archaeological site of Mitsada, which is Herod's palace, built above the Dead Sea, about 2,000-and-something years ago by King Herod.
So what was the seed still doing there? Why hadn't it already germinated?
Well, the seed was what we think that, according to history, that the seed was part of the food supply of the Jewish zealots who had barricaded themselves into Mitsada in about 67 of the Common Era. And the Romans finally laid siege in 73. And for around 9 months, they subsisted on all kinds of food that they'd taken up there. And we know from the record that there were about 900 men, women and children, and that on the very last day of the siege, they committed suicide rather than be taken alive. And when the Romans burst in, there was no one there to fight them. So they basically smashed the place to pieces. It was a magnificent palace, and it was just really demolished by the Roman legions. And these seeds were found 2,000 years later by Professor Yadin, who was a very famous Israeli archaeologist, when he started the excavation of Mitsada in the 1960s. And he discovered under a pile of rubble a whole cache of ancient seeds, of which quite a few of them were date seeds.
And why, since the 1960s, I mean, where have they been, these seeds, if he discovered them in the 1960s?
Well, they've been in the university. They were stored in the department of in Bar-Ilan, which is a university in Israel, in their department of botanical archaeology. Actually, the Department of Life Sciences, but it's where they keep botanical artifacts from archaeological excavations. And they were there for 40 years until I had the idea, as part of a larger project that we have on looking and researching and restoring Middle Eastern plants that were found in this region and which continue to be found in this region. And I had this idea to see if we could get some seeds from archaeological sites and to try and grow them, because that particular date no longer exists in Israel or anywhere else. It's extinct.
How do you know it's 2,000 years old?
Well, I don't, because I didn't do the carbon-14 dating, but we sent off two control seeds to the University of Zurich, their radiocarbon lab, which is one of the best in the world. And the two control seeds that were from the same site and were all stored at Bar-Ilan came back as 2,000 years old, in fact, plus or minus 50 years around the siege period. And then when our little date seedling, which we nicknamed Methuselah, was about a year and a half old, as it was being taken from its small pot by Dr. Soloway, who's the lady who germinated it, into a larger pot, she found tiny fragments of the shell still attached to the rootlets. And then we sent those fragments to Zurich, and the result came back about 2,000 years. So we were very excited because that was direct evidence of its date.
So why did you decide to plant this in the first place? Because you must have thought, there's no hope in hell this thing's going to grow. It's 2,000 years old.
Well, I never do things that I don't think there's any hope. If I didn't think there was any hope, I wouldn't have done it. I was optimistically thinking that there could be. And there had been other stories in the literature from China of a 1,300-year-old lotus seed, seeds from the Natural History Museum that germinated during the Second World War when there was an incendiary bomb and a lot of water was used to put them out. And some seeds in the Natural History Museum germinated in this period. So I was kind of excited, and we had these, with some difficulty, we got them from Bar-Ilan University. And it was part of our project on Middle Eastern plants, which is to research the plants of this region, which are highly medicinal, many of which are mentioned in the Bible and also in the Quran, and to conserve them and to redistribute them in Israel where they have been destroyed, and to study them for their activity based on their traditional use.
And when you did some genetic analysis on this plant, is it similar to date plants that are still around today, or is it different?
Well, you know, Chris, you know, if anyone that's listening to this who's a geneticist, they'll know that taking a seed which is produced from sexual reproduction, which the dates are, because dates are male or female, so taking one seed will not really give us any kind of confirmatory evidence of its genetic characteristics, because you need a population to give you an understanding of the genetic character. But just looking at one seed, which is all we've got at the moment, it does seem kind of different from the standard cultivated date species that are around these days, which originate in Morocco, Egypt, Iraq, and which are growing now in Israel.
So will it be possible to breed from this plant that you've managed to regrow, or is there a chance that it might not be female and therefore it's going to be a lonely male and will never reproduce?
I think that's a very sad statement, that it might be a lonely male. It could be. We just don't know, and we won't know until it's about 6 or 7 years old before we see whether it has female reproductive organs and is therefore female, or whether it's a male. Now, if it is a female, then we have a chance of perhaps of producing dates using a male donor, if you like, or maybe we'll be able to germinate another seed.
Let's hope so. Thank you very much, Sarah.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks very much, Chris.
Sarah Sallon, who is from the Lewis Burrick Natural Medicine Research Centre at Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem, talking to us there. And she has broken the Guinness Book of World Records for growing the world's oldest seed. So thank you very much to Sarah.
Stripping down science.
OK, let's do it.
The Naked Scientists.